Several days had passed since the opening of hostilities with the Principality of Amidonia. In the war room of the castle, in the now occupied van, 5 people had gathered. They were Lysia, Royal Guard Captain Ludwin, Acting General of the Army, Glaive, Prime Minister Hakuya, who had returned after finishing up his work in Red Dragon City, and me. We were standing around a table with a big map of the area spread out over it. When you looked at it on the map, you could see that we had only occupied the capital city, Van, and a small area around it, shifting the border ever so slightly to the northwest. Everything beyond that was still Amidonian territory. I asked Ludwin, "Is there any sign of a counteroffensive from the Amidonian side?"
"No, they aren't making any obvious moves."
Ludwin laid out little pawns surrounding Van to represent the cities of the Principality. He was indicating how the forces of the Principality were currently deployed.
"As you can see, they have focused entirely on hardening their defenses in the cities around Van. Most likely, they are severely exhausted from the battle the other day. They've given up on retaking the city themselves, and..."
"They are waiting for the Imperial Army to arrive, huh?" I finished. The Grand Chaos Empire. It was the largest realm on this continent, excluding the Demon Lord's domain. We expected they would be coming to intervene in the conflict as a mediator, at the request of Amidonia. I asked Hakuya, "For reference, what's the difference in strength between our kingdom and the Empire?"
"The Empire is superior to us in terms of national power, population, troops, technology, and wealth," he replied. "If you were only asking about the number of troops, we are outnumbered 5-1. If you factor in equipment and other things that have an effect on our war potential, their advantage is double that."
"More than 10 times as much power as us, huh? We are no match for them right now." "If we wanted to deal with the Empire on equal terms, we needed to get stronger. We had been able to get by with the things we'd already had up until now, but from here on, we were going to need to create new things."
"It's unfortunate," Glaive said,
his voice full of regret and his shoulders slumping.
"The way things stand, we would have been able to seize the rest of Amidonia."
However, I felt differently. "Yeah, we really don't want it," I said, sitting down in a chair, resting my elbows on the table and my cheeks on the palms of my hands. "Their mineral resources are appealing, but the country is way too poor. We just got out of a food crisis ourselves. While providing for the city and the area around it is one thing, we can't afford to feed all of Amidonia. And if we only seized the profitable mines, we would inspire them to hate us more."
"When you say it like that," Glaive said, "there really isn't much appeal to it."
"I know, right?"